Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
You need to know what's happening. It's time to get in the huddle with Carl Duke, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
Guys, I trust in the league are like six are going in the first round.
And
the
six?
They were telling me that in November, and I still believe it. And I think six are going in the first half of the first round, or certainly within the first 18 to 20 picks. And they were telling me McCarthy is no worse. He's no worse than the fourth, and he might be the second off the board. And again, this is in November. You can go Google it. Go find the articles in the Washington Post. And I double back with a lot of these people at the end of the NFL season and then have talked to them as these pro days and as these top 30 visits and these kids are spending time with owners and getting sort of the scuttlebutt on how that stuff's going. And like, yeah, I think they're going 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm not convinced that New England's taking one. I could see New England trading back. Certainly Arizona at 4 has been open for business for a trade, and I'd be stunned if they actually pick at 4. I could see the Giants moving up from 6 to 3 or 4 to get one. Minnesota, absolutely. You mentioned Drake May. He's not everybody's cup of tea. There's some people wondering how ready he is to lead a huddle of men, to lead a huddle of, you know, $30 million wide receivers, and can he come in and command that right away? Probably not. But Minnesota, you know, they've got Josh McCown on the staff who coached him in high school. Like, Minnesota's already made these moves to telegraph, like, we're trying to get a quarterback. And I think Minnesota's a team that could move up to 3 or 4. And if it goes Caleb Williams 1, I think right now, if you put a gun to my head, I'd say Washington takes McCarthy.
Okay.
We can get into that more if you want. And yes. Then I think at 3 is a trade, and it might be the Giants trading up, you know, to get whoever they think QB3 is. It could be the Vikings going up to get May right then or there. But certainly I don't think Daniels gets past 4 through trade or otherwise. That could be the Raiders coming up to 4 to get Daniels. Wouldn't shock me at all. And then after that, I've been hearing that Sean Payton has a thing for Bo Nix since, again, before Thanksgiving. Like, he doesn't have much draft capital. He's got to get a quarterback. Like, they're playing football games this year. He's got to get a quarterback. So, like, could he get cute and, you know, take Bowers with his pick and try to trade back into this first round and get a quarterback? Like he could. But, like, if you're Sean Payton and you're a quarterback guy and you like this kid, like, is Sean Payton going to be on the golf course? Like, damn, I really shouldn't have taken him at 12. Although, like, is he going to, like, think, well, I probably could have. Maybe I could have got him at 24. Or is he just happy to have a quarterback? Like, I think he's just happy to have a quarterback. And I think those owners are going to be happy to have a quarterback who's not making anything close to the kind of money the other guy was making. So, like, is that too high for him? I mean, I don't know. If he plays there 12 years and wins some playoff games, I don't think it is. Like, if you squint hard enough and you convince yourself there's Drew Brees in there, like, is 12 too high to take him? Like, who's going to tell Sean Payton? No. So, I that to me is the match. And I hear that the Raiders are, like, pretty eager to draft one of these kids. And I there's obvious ties to Antonio Pierce to the ASU program, and I know they love Jaden Daniels. Might be too much of a move. The price might be too steep. If it is, I think Penix falls right to them. If not them, you know, the Seattle Seahawks know Penix really well. He practices right down the road. Like, they told you the Geno thing is year to year. Like, the guy who wanted Geno the most isn't there anymore. The 70-year-old head coach. Like, right. You know, like, you know, like, they're clearly building for the long term with their new head coach who's a baby. Like, I mean, I've asked five people who I trust who don't have a dog in the fight, who aren't in all likelihood drafting a quarterback. Is there anything in your medical evaluation of Michael Penix that would prevent you from taking him in the first round? And nobody has said there is. Like, it's out there in the ether, and, like, he's had some surgeries. A lot of these kids have had surgeries. But, right. Like, I haven't heard anybody who I trust tell me, oh, no, we couldn't draft him, and, you know, at 18 or whatever. I no one's told me that. So I just think the productivity's there, the maturity's there, the athleticism is there, as you mentioned, pro day. And again, McCarthy, a GM who's not drafted a quarterback, like, told me that Michigan pro day, and he's not somebody who in general would gush about anybody's pro day. Like, he was like, dude, my job, like, I wasn't there for him. I didn't think I would spend that much time watching him. He's like, dude, it was elite. He's like, I know this sounds stupid to say it was an elite pro day, but he's like, my jaw was like he blew people away. And yeah, there's a lot of people who've told me, I'm like, who's your comp for McCarthy? Brock Purdy. And I'm looking at the GM in Washington who was in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Who I was told was one of the biggest Trey Lance people, right? And that model blew up in his face, right? I also think Kyle Shanahan, when he got Trey Lance, I kind of buy that the guy he really wanted was Mac Jones. Like, so I'm looking at who Kyle Shanahan's, like, won with, right? Or which worked out for him. The RG3 thing worked for a second. It blew up. Kirk Cousins was the guy who saved the day. Like, you're looking at Cousins. You're looking at Matt Ryan. Like, I'm looking at Brock Purdy. And I'm saying J.J. McCarthy. And that's the that's the San Francisco model that they brought in. Like, a smart processor, a brilliant kid, a brilliant point guard. You know what I mean? A smart football savant facilitator. Like, I don't know that they need Jaden, like, Daniels. You know what I mean? Like, I just think all things being equal. And also people are, like, looking at Kingsbury. Kingsbury's there by default. Nobody wanted Cliff Kingsbury in that building. They haven't scrambling in an offensive coordinator. Like, the idea that Cliff Kingsbury's a big swing and you know what? And they're, well, you know the kind of quarterbacks. I'm like, shut up. It's the GM. Like, you know, do you think Dan Quinn, a defensive-minded guy, wants a boomer bust, like, you know, tremendous play or pick six? Like, and I don't think that's what Daniels is, but, like, if you're going to, like, slot these kids into, like, overarching stereotypes, like, if you're looking for consistency, if you're a defensive-minded head coach and you're looking for the point guard model, and this kid, if we don't take him, New England probably will at three if they stay there, or somebody's taking him in the top five. Again, what's the difference whether you took him 2, 3, 4, or 5? I have become convinced that McCarthy is a real good fit for Washington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's interesting. I've been saying that he's moving up. Obviously, we're having the same conversations with people, and people don't want to believe it because they're so caught up, Jason, in the, I saw him in college and he didn't throw enough. And what people don't realize is it's how guys translate to the NFL. You know, sometimes we've seen guys throw for 8 million yards in college and they don't do diddly squat in the NFL. So I think more than anything, the reason why I would draft him, he played in a pro system. He played for a pro coach.
Yep.
Okay. And he was allowed to change plays at the line of scrimmage at Michigan. Most of these guys are in the shotgun and they're looking over to the side.
He's holding up a sign.
That's right. And they're making hand signals and holding up Beyonce's face. Okay. That is not what JJ did. Right. And I don't think a lot of football people who are not in our position, they don't, the average fan doesn't see that or realize what he was doing at Michigan. And then let's be honest, they played to their strengths. The reason why Georgia won back-to-back national championships is because they had the best damn offensive line and the best defensive line in college football. The reason why Michigan won is because they had the best offensive line and the best defensive line in college football. Play to your strengths. I don't think that has anything or should not take away from what JJ can be.
Did you ever hear that kid complain? Like, did you ever hear reports from Mick, you know, JJ McCarthy's camp, not happy about how much they're running the ball, or you know what I mean? Or McCarthy's dad, you know, tweeted, don't you know you have a top five quarterback? Like, there was none of that. I got news for you. When he comes into the league, he's not coming in as a superstar. He's coming in as a guy who's going to defer to other people. He's going to have to get in where he fits in. He's going to have to subjugate his ego. Like, you can make the case. He already did that. Like, if he was in some other program, yeah, the numbers would have been gaudier. It would have looked sexier. But he rolled with, like, he wanted, why? Because he wanted to win. I'm like, that's I can't convince the kid's going to be great at the NFL level. Like, I have no dog in this fight. I have no idea. Personally, I'm a Daniels guy. But, like, how they think and their asses are on the line and their decisions are going to be, you know, scrutinized all through the way, there is a safe path you can convince yourself in for this kid's career, right, that is much more projectable than some of the others. Now, again, I'm talking about a narrow, safe path, and his is probably wider than some others. He can't get out. He can't get out here or out there. Like, that's not happening. Like, but can he be a winning NFL quarterback? Like,
yeah.
There's going to be a lot of reasons to convince yourself that he can't. So, again, but I'm not saying that's who I would take it to.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
But I would not be surprised at all. At all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.